Don't Dump the Evil. This is Dr. Herbert Alvarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Don't dump the evil. So often we are inclined to get rid of the evil. We want to get rid of the unhappiness. We want to get rid of the rottenness, the badness of life. And as we pursue getting rid of the badness of life, what we are doing is just impounding those things more and more into our consciousness. We are bringing them more and more into our awareness. For whatsoever things we think about, that's what we bring into our life. Now, what is it that you would like in your life? What would I like in my life? What would I like to experience in my world? Well, that's what I should be concentrating on. I should be concentrating on the things that I really want to experience in my life. Now, what do I want to experience in my life? That's a good question, isn't it? Well, I want to experience happiness. So whenever I see unhappiness, I immediately say, all is in divine order. And I immediately say, peace. And I immediately say, I'm a happy guy, and I see happiness wherever I look. And if anyone hears us saying that, they think we are bummy. They think we have lost our marbles. And, of course, in their estimation, we have, because they're acting in an absolutely wonderful human way, which says, pay attention to the bad things and the good things, empower everything, give it attention, and as you give it attention, then it takes charge. Well, now, is that what you want to do? Is that what you want to do? Do you want to give power to things that you don't want to happen in your life? Every time we think of something that is not pleasant, we give it power. Every time we think of the evil in our life, we give it power. We think of things that where people are unkind to each other. We think we are unkind to ourselves or to others. And every time we think about it, we empower it to be again and again and again. I remember when somebody did this to me, and I remember when somebody did that to me. And, you know, the remembrance makes it happen again and again. She wasn't very nice to me. She told me that I was not a very pleasant person, that I wasn't fun to have around. Now, that may have been true. And she may have spoken the truth and said that to me. And she may have said that out of the kindness of her heart because she didn't want me to continue doing those things. But I took it the wrong way. I took it like that was my reality. That was who I was, and that was what I had to face. Instead of just looking at it and saying, thank you, and smiling and going on being neat, and taking advice from what I learned and improve myself, if that's my choice. Now, if I don't want to improve myself, then I'm going to get in there and protect my bottom. I am going to get in there and protest. I'm going to get in. Oh, no, I didn't mean that. I have a game that I play with the campus family here. It's a game of quite a bit of seriousness. And the game is, whenever you're asked a question, immediately say yes or no, depending upon what the question demands from you. And then you may do whatever you want. But first, say yes or no. And that seems to be a very, very difficult thing for most people to do. And it's difficult for people to do because of one reason. They immediately equate the question in what sort of a response they should give to it and what sort of attitude they should have about it. And because they equate the question in that respect, they come up with some very interesting observations or some objections or some very interesting stories. And I say, no, just a minute, just a yes or no. They don't know. And then finally they say, yes. And I say, great, thank you, that's all I need to know. Or they say, no, but. And I say, thank you very much, that's all I need to know. I don't need that but there. But all I need to know is no, that you didn't participate in this, or you didn't. The answer is no. But I want to explain why it's no. Well, I don't need to know why. I accept the fact that you are an intelligent human being, and when you give me an answer, no, that answer is based upon intelligent response to you, to my question. Now, you say, but I wanted to... Well, no, there's no but about it. but about it. Now, if you don't want to have a conversation with me and answer the conversation to my total satisfaction, then I'll have to have a conversation with myself. I'll have to talk to myself, because I always answer my questions to my total satisfaction. Do I like me? Yes. Am I happy? Yes. Now, do I like me? Most of the time. There are times when I'm not too happy about something. Do I like me and am I having fun with life? Most of the time. Sometimes I'm not. Well, you see how utterly devastating a question like that would be. If I say, do I like me? Yes. Yes. And then I enunciated. Well, how could you like yourself for having done something like you just did? And I say, I like me. And they think, you are an idiot. I like me. You know. And then they say, well, why do you like yourself? I like me. But why? I like me because I'm a nice guy. I like me. But don't you understand, you just did something foolish? Oh, everybody does things foolish now and then, and I may have done it, but it may not have been my intention, and I did it, and I like me anyhow. But how can you like yourself when you did such a thing? Well, if I don't like myself, I'll go out and shoot myself, and then I never will have a chance to make amends or to like myself again. Oh, come on, don't talk so foolish now. Well, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. You're saying that I have no right to just ignore the past and live in the present. Well, that's what we're doing. You see, every time we try to bury our garbage, every time we try to get rid of the evil, what we're doing is we're living in the past. We're living in the past and giving power to the past and giving power to things that we don't really want to give power to. We don't really want to give power to something that's unhappy. I came in the house, and when I came in, a gust of wind grabbed the door and slammed it. And then everyone said, why'd you slam the door? What do you mean? You're mad about something? Hey. The wind slammed the door. No, you did. No, the wind slammed the door. When I came in, the wind slammed the door. Oh, you did. Well, why are you thinking that I'm unhappy? Why are you thinking that I got a problem? Well, because I thought you... I don't know. Well, I do know. Well, now, just a minute. What do you know that I don't know? Well, your boss called and said you're fired. And I thought perhaps he had told you. Oh. Yeah, I guess that'd be a reason to slam the door, wouldn't it, huh? Well, I didn't slam the door. The wind slammed the door because I didn't catch it when I came in. And no, I'm not angry that my boss fired me. I am very happy, because if he fires me, then that means that I get severance pay and I get all this other sort of stuff. And also, I've got a new job all lined up for me that I've been waiting to announce to my boss that I wanted to quit to go to it. But I didn't have the guts to do it because we had so many things in the office that needed my attention, and I felt necessary to them. Well, your boss called and said you're fired. Well, thank you very much. You don't know how happy that makes me. Happy! Yeah. Who wants to be fired ever from anything? Well, I did. I didn't have the courage to say goodbye, and so the boss helped me do it. But he's got a bad impression of you. Oh, for the moment, perhaps. After I'm gone, he'll realize that I did a lot of good things around there, and a lot of things that nobody knew about, and it's all going to come to the surface, and people are going to find out that I did all these things, or somebody did these things, and they didn't know who did it, and they may credit somebody else with it, and hey, that's cool too, because then somebody who's still working there is going to get credit for doing the things that I did, and perhaps then they'll go and do the things that I did, and they'll be done nicely. How can you be so cool and so undisturbed by something like this? Well, I like me, and I don't live in the past. And I have been meditating and thinking about how to separate myself from this past and move on to this new opportunity that I have. And now it just opened up before me, because I just let go. I just knew the way was open before me for my new opportunity. I just knew it. And I knew it was going to be open in the most beautiful way. But you're fired. That goes on your record. Now it goes on my record. And that's just too bad. So I'll have to live based on my current record of who I am and what I am. And then, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have the courage to go to my boss and say, boss, I realize you're firing me. and I don't need to know what your reasons are, because that's totally unimportant. You fired me now. Would you mind giving me a recommendation for the work that I have done for you, and for the things that I did do that you felt were good and worthwhile?
Well, that's kind of tough to write a recommendation for somebody I'm firing.
No, it's not. You're firing me for whatever your reason may be, and I don't want to know it and don't need to know it. And whatever that reason is, you feel it's valid. But you also kept me on for the last 5 years here, and you allowed me to work here for 5 years, and you allowed me to be part of your family, part of your company, part of your world, and we've had a lot of good friendships, good relationships here, and I'd just like you to speak about the good things that we've had, so that when I go to my new job and I tell them I was fired, but my boss gave me a recommendation anyhow, they'll say, that's odd, but, well, that's understandable. And so, what would you do then? And he said, you're sure taking this good? Yes, I will. And I'm going to tell you why I fired you. Anyhow, I'm going to tell you. You don't need to. I don't need to know. I want to tell you. You don't need to. Well, now, instead of the boss saying, I want to tell you, instead of them arguing, the boss should just tell him why. I fired you because my wife's son-in-law came here and doesn't have a job, and I have to give him a job, and she said I had to give him a job. So your job was the only job he knew how to do, and so I gave him your job. And he'll be starting the day you leave. And you can leave now with a month's pay ahead, or later, or whatever you want to do. You're free, because I have nothing but high regard for your work. And if you ever want to come back here again and check with me and see if we have an opening, I would be honored to have you on our staff again. Thanks, boss. I knew we had that kind of a relationship, but my family told me that you called to say I was fired, and everybody got so upset about it. They thought, gee, that's so terrible, terrible. But I knew that it was for my highest good and your highest good. So thank you very much. And I'll pick up, when do you want me to pick up the letter of approval, the letter of appreciation for my work with you, letter of recommendation? Oh, well, I'll sit right down right now with my secretary, and I'll write it, and I'll have her type it up, and she should have it done within the hour. And if you want to pick it up now, as you're picking up your things from your office, after you're done or whatever, that's fine. And to tell you the truth, Herb, you're such a neat guy. We're going to have a going-away party for you, and I'm having our office staff, the immediate office staff in your area, and we're all going to go out to dinner and have a party without my son-in-law. And we're going to say fond voyage to you and fond farewell and all that sort of good stuff. And Herb, you're all right. You see, when you don't fight it, the right answer always comes out. The truth always comes out. The happiness always comes out. And the good always comes out. And what the heck, why fight? It's so much nicer to flow and go with whatever is beautiful and good and fantastic. Right? You bet. Boy, I like life. And I like living. And I am the happiest guy you can imagine. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.